This is the McIntosh County Academy Buccaneers Coaches Show with head coach Bradley Warren on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Cunningham Jewelers, Marshland Credit Union, and by Lou Saab Kia of Brunswick. And now, here is your host, Todd Willis.
Welcome to the McIntosh County Academy Buccaneer Coaches Show with head coach Bradley Warren on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I am Todd Willis. This segment of the Buccaneer Coaches Show is sponsored by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Cunningham Jewelers, Marshland Credit Union, and by Lou Saab Kia of Brunswick. And now, joining us, the head coach of the MCA Buccaneers, Bradley Warren.
Hey, guys.
Coach Warren, an absolutely huge win this past Friday night against Metter High School in a must-win situation. We talked about it last week on the show. And the Bucs came out ready to play a very good football team at their place on the road in a must-win.
Yeah, they did. I was a little concerned about us in the first half. We were struggling a little bit on offense, and I was like, man alive, we've got to do something. And even the couple wrinkles we put in wasn't looking very good. And then we gave up a big play on defense. We got out of alignment with a safety and did make a play at the defensive inner linebacker position and let one of their backup running backs go about 60 yards on us. And then we jumped off sides, Todd, on the extra point. So they were up 8-0 at the half. And I was a little concerned.
Yeah, I mean, it was 8-0 at half. But the Bucs are going to put together a second half here for the ages. Second half was epic. Of course, the final score was the Bucs pull this one out, 18-8. But after the first half and making some adjustments and getting it straightened out, Coach, absolutely incredible half to go ahead and just dominate the Metter team.
Yeah, it was kind of cool because I'd spoken about all year about this team growing up and knocking on the door, getting one day the door is going to open. And I talked to seniors about kicking that door in that night and what's their signature win going to be, this year. And man alive, we came out of the second half and absolutely got after them.
Yeah. And the tone, as has been the case all season long, the tone was set by the Bucs defense with two of our three scorers being set up with the defense creating monster turnovers.
Yeah, they did. The defense has played well all year, especially against the run. And I just felt like, we were playing really well that night, and we had some big things happen. We had Javonte Cummins caused a fumble where Lorenzo Reed, scooped it up and nearly ran it in. He got a cramp and kept him from running. It looked like somebody tased him, and he fell out with a cramped leg. And then, later in the game, the defense got a score with Makai Jackson with a pick six, and that was due to edge pressure from the defense. So we did well, and then when the offense needed to drive on in and score, I think one of those series was like 12 plays, 8-9 minutes. That's the best defense in the world when you're keeping their offense on the sideline.
That's right. And talking about Makai Jackson, wow, senior quarterback, linebacker, he just does it all. And he always plays well. He plays hard. Love watching this kid play. But he had, in my opinion, the biggest game I've ever seen him play.
Yeah, his big plays were definitely big. He had some issues on some fundamental stuff. He may have got tired, or he was just sometimes just basically outnumbered. He's supposed to have some help on some certain calls we messed up. He was a factor on that weak edge. And, in today's world where kids say, oh, I'm an offensive player, oh, I'm a defensive player, if any of you guys are listening, Makai Jackson is an all-state linebacker that also starts at quarterback.
This is the MCA Coaches Show with head coach Bradley Warren on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
So, Makai had some big plays. I'll talk about defense first, because that's really where he's a leader on both sides of the ball, but he's a huge, huge impact player on the defensive side. They threw an RPO against our corner. We had a little bit of a mismatch against one of their better receivers in man coverage, and they ran an RPO and threw it, and he got up and got those big arms up vertical and deflected the RPO. And a little while later in the game is when he got that pick six. You know, I've never seen the big guy run that fast.
Yeah, no. Once he caught it, he went up. It was almost like getting a rebound, in other words. And he went up, and when he hit the ground, he was gone. He made the house call for the Bucks. Coach, for the listeners that may not understand, what is an RPO?
Okay, an RPO is a run-pass option. In other words, the quarterback can either leave it with the running back or throw the ball to the receiver. And it's based on our reads. Probably was on our linebacker chasing the run, and so that opened the receiver up, and he went to throw.
And he had pressure on him. The defensive line with Lorenzo Reed and Javonte Cummins, we'll get to him in a minute, the Incredible Hulk for sure. So
the RPO was a deflection. Now, the play that he actually intercepted was a rollout to our right, the offense's left, and we had brought pressure with Jaden Lotson.
That's right.
And Jaden,
number one.
Jaden cut the curve in half for the guy. The guy, quarterback, couldn't get around the edge. And so when he made contact, the quarterback tried to throw it to a what's called a dump route, a check down for it, and Mekhi saw it because he's a quarterback, right? He sees the check down, so he just takes it.
Yeah, the quarterback, from an observer standpoint, where I was, looked like he was trying to lob it over Mekhi, and Mekhi's around 6'4", with length and can jump. I mean, he just went up and got it, and it was super exciting.
Yeah, he was trying to lob it over him, and Mekhi, like I said, plays linebacker and quarterback, so he knows what the kid's about to do. He's like, he's going to hit his check down over my head. And he just jumps up there, like you said, like a rebound, and got it.
Oh, yeah. Staying on defense, and then we need to talk about offense a little bit before this segment ends, Coach Warren. Javonte Cummins. We've talked about him on the show multiple times, and I have to bring him up again. He has turned into an absolute giant on that line that people have to account for.
Yeah, so you're the king of giving nicknames, but our region has given him a nickname.
Really?
They call him the Predator.
The Predator?
Yep.
Oh, I love that. I've been calling him the Hulk, but I will definitely change.
So I asked a coach the other day, I said, why are you calling him the Predator? He said, Coach, did you ever see the movie Predator with Arnold Schwarzenegger in it where the thing had the helmet on and had the dreads coming out? He said, Javonte has the helmet on with the dreads coming out, and he plays so hard and ruthless that we called him the Predator.
Nice. See, that is so well earned. I love that. And everybody don't get a nickname, Coach, but, you know, if you earn it, you get it. From now on, starting this Friday night on that PA system, he will be the Predator. In the time we have left, we got to go to offense. We got about 45 seconds left. To talk about the offense, and with the truth, Ernest McIntosh getting 30-plus touches and helping us bring it to the house, particularly in the second half.
Yeah, Todd, he might have had like 6 yards in the second or first half. He had, on the night, he ended up with 37 carries, a touchdown, and somewhere between 158 and 68 yards, depending on, you know, how you count some of the things that went on. But anytime you carry the ball 37 times, that's tough as nails. So that was big. And then we had some big passes. One time we hit some passes to 4 different receivers.
More to come on the Buccaneer Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Right now, these words from our sponsors.
I'm Dr. Bo Sasser with Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, calling a timeout for an important message. When it comes to sports injuries, our highly trained experts have years of experience treating all kinds of sports-related injuries. Plus, we have access to all the resources at Southeast Georgia Health System. So, if you suffer an injury, on the field or off, let us get you back to your game.
Call 1-855-ASK-SGHS. That's 1-855-275-7447 or visit sghs.org.
Lusab Kia of Brunswick is a proud supporter of local athletics and your official high school football dealership. At Lusab Kia, we love Friday Night Lights just like you. Come check out our massive inventory, over 100 in-stock vehicles to choose from, as low as 1.9% APR on new vehicles, and mention you heard us on this coach's show and receive an additional $500 off any new in-stock purchase. Lusab Kia at the end of Altama, 912-254-2034, and online at lusabkiaofbrunswick.com.
Touchdown Fridays are all about big plays, and at Marshland Credit Union, we're here to help you make yours. Cash for your first car or a loan for your forever home. we've got the game plan. Proud to back our hometown teams because winning is better when we all do it together. Marshland Credit Union, local roots, big wins.
Welcome back to the McIntosh County Academy Coaches Show with head coach Bradley Warren on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Todd Willis. This segment brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic and by Cunningham Jewelers. We left off Coach Warren talking about the offense, talking about the truth, Ernest McIntosh having 37 touches and a second half for the ages. He just came out of the halftime locker room and decided to take over the game, and he did.
That's exactly right. That was big for him. If you talk about wanting to play college football, at some point you've got to show, especially in upper college football, you've got to show that you can take a game over, and he took it over.
He really did. How many yards does he have on the season thus far, Coach?
He has 908 yards, so he's approaching that 1,000-yard mark.
And what, eight touchdowns, if I've got it correct?
That's right, eight touchdowns. He's averaging 5.3 yards a carry.
Yeah, I mean, it's not 3 yards in a cloud of dust with Ernest McIntosh. It's five-plus yards, and he has explosive potential when he's not running over folks.
And
he just plays so hard. But, you know, you gotta give it to the man, and hand him the ball. And he brought it home.
Yeah, he did. You know, the offensive line obviously stepped up. He can't do that by himself. But I'll tell you, we run a pro-style offense. And for those of you that don't know, it's an I offense. We have a fullback in the game. We're one of the schools last of the fullback, so to speak. And you got to talk about George Campbell, his lead blocker. George never carries the ball, really, and he's a lead blocker. George is about 5'10", 195 pounds, and he's a blocking machine. And, you know, sometimes he's been younger player for us, but he's gotten better. And I think the energy that we created Friday night got George to lead, and I saw him blowing people up.
Yeah, and looking at, we've talked about Makai Jackson. He scored a touchdown on offense in addition to the pick six. So two of our touchdowns were scored by Makai. And then you've got the K-train, Keyshawn Tyson, who had a pretty big ball game as well.
He did. He had some great catches Friday night. He had some big play catches, some big runs on a jet sweep. I think he played, Coach Boatman told me, he played 50-something plays on offense.
Wow, that's a lot. And always plays hard on every play. But like you said, the line's getting better. They're growing up, they're maturing, and as the season goes on, and we're going to talk about it here in a little bit, just the growth of the team, but offensively, things are starting to come around.
Yeah, they are. I was wondering when we were going to grow up and when we were going to knock the door in or come in the door, and Ernest was excited Friday night and said, Coach, we didn't just knock on the door, we kicked it in.
Yeah.
And so that was a signature win for these guys. I was uber glad we got one because we're down, you know, to the last minute to even be arguably in or out of the playoffs. We had to win that game.
That's right. And I can tell you, in my time here, we've won a lot of ball games and under your leadership and won some big ball games. But that was one of the biggest wins I think I've ever been a part of.
It was definitely a big one. That's for sure. I was super excited to get that one. I hadn't beaten them in a long time. We've played them a few times over the years that I've been back, and a couple times we did play them, I think both were for the region championship. I know one was.
That's right.
And that was the game here that Trenton Johnson, our main running back, had a pulled quad.
That's right.
And we lost that ball game. So I've been wanting a rematch, and last year it was really close, a 12-6 game in their favor, and this time it was in our favor.
You're listening to the MCA Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Well, Coach Warren, let's move from looking at the game, the big signature win, to now this week. We've got the Savannah High School team coming in here for senior night. It's blackout night. It's pink out night. There's a lot of out nights. But at the end of the day, there's going to be a football game played, and it is a big ball game as well.
Yeah, it's senior night. It's the last time most of these seniors are going to play a football game at all. So besides the last week of the season, it's the last time they'll play one at home unless we, host a playoff game if we're fortunate enough to do that. Savannah High last year was not a very good football team, and they still struggle. It's a game we should win. But I'll tell you what, they are very much improved. Their defense is an attack-oriented defense. Their offense has big play potential. So they're no pushover. We're going to have to. If we play, we'll be fine, but we're going to have to play. We're not just going to be able to run over them.
So not really all about who you're playing, but you have to play Bucks football.
Yeah, we have to play Bucks football, and it's kind of interesting. You know, single A, Todd, as you get up in the upper classification, 6A, 7A, even triple A, it's just about all spread. Spread offense, spread defenses. In single A, you've got to play multiple stuff. You're going to see the wing T, the spread, the single wing, the option, the I, you name it. Well, this offense with this new coach is very unique. It's personnel-based. It makes your defense have to be able to get in and out of certain situations and personnel a lot differently than most. He runs an unbalanced, single-wing, old-school offense about 40-50% of the time. Then he gets under center and runs the old wing T. And then he gets in spread and spreads you out with no tight ends and empties and trips open and multiple receivers. And he can do that all within one play to the next. So our defense has to be extremely versatile. So that's going to be a fun challenge. I don't really recall having to such extremes as a coordinator or defensive. So it's going to be a fun night for us to see if we can meet that challenge.
Well, yeah, it sounds like it is truly personnel-based, where whatever kid he's got in the game, that's what they're going to run.
That's right.
Yeah, and that will be a big challenge. What will we see from them on defense, Coach Warren?
They're what I believe is a 4-2-5 defense. They're extremely multiple. They've got a little player. He's not very big. He's super athletic, number 27. He knows where to line up everywhere. He makes them look like certain defenses because he can move around the field so well. You know, a long time ago, there was this Where's Waldo, you know, type stuff, and that's kind of what I've got to figure out is where's Waldo going to be? And good job.
So they're putting their best player, sounds like, in a position to maximize what he can do.
Well, they don't really maximize him more than they utilize him to be able to get into all the different looks.
Oh, okay.
He's smart enough to go, you know, get in the 4-4, the 4-3, the 4-2, the 5-2. He camouflages what they're doing really well.
Yeah, sounds like that'll be a good challenge also, and they'll be getting a good taste of the truth and the team.
Yeah.
You know, with Makai Jackson, Demarion McNear, the K-Train, you know, we're bringing it on senior night. And as mentioned, it's a blackout night. You know, fans wear black. It's also pink out night in observance of Breast Cancer Awareness Month as we all get together to fight that fight and to support by wearing pink. So you can wear black, you can wear pink, or wear black and pink. But it's going to be a big night of football here at the Ship. We will be right back to Buccaneer Coaches Show with head coach Bradley Warren on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Cunningham Jewelers is a proud supporter of local athletics, and just like you, we enjoy Friday Night Lights. Whether it's natural talent or coaching-created talent, they both win games. And whether it's Earthmine Diamonds or Labmine Diamonds, they both look great in her ears or on her finger. Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick, 912-265-8652, or online, cunninghamjewelers.com.
Sports are a little different down here, and the SouthernSportsEdition.com is your go-to for all things Southern sports. The most complete high school football coverage in the state. Braves, Bulldogs, Jags, Falcons, anything SEC and more. The SouthernSportsEdition.com is also your home for the Jason Bishop Show, Georgia's most listened to sports show, high school football coaches shows, and more. The SouthernSportsEdition.com. Friday Night Lights and sweet tea.
Welcome back to the McIntosh County Academy Buccaneer Coaches Show with head coach Bradley Warren on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Todd Willis. This segment is brought to you by Lou Saab Kia of Brunswick and by Marshland Credit Union. With the season coming to a close, we've got two more games in the regular season, Coach Warren. The playoff scenarios start to solidify somewhat. We know what needs to happen with us. We need to win our ball games. But Talk to us about the possible tiebreaker situations, scenarios that could happen as we get closer to the end of the season.
Yeah, well, you know, talk about who's going to win the region first. It's kind of a cool setup. I spoke with Coach Duncan of Scraven County this afternoon. Just congratulate him on being in the region championship game. You know, they were 4-6 last year and didn't make the playoffs in a team in a region where the state put six traditional playoff teams in the region. So to just make it, that means two teams are going to be left out. So he's playing on the last week of the season against ECI, who's also undefeated in the region. They're playing the last game of the season for the region championship.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I was kind of, you know, wish we were in it, but those guys are representing our region well, and they'll play, I guess it's next Friday when they play. So that's a big game. So that'll be 1-2. The winner of that'll be 1, loser of that'll be 2, because they'll only have no losses and 1 loss.
That's right.
So where the tie comes in, Todd, is a mess. And it starts with McIntosh winning Friday night. We beat Metter High School, which was an upset, and that put Metter at 3 losses, McIntosh County at 3 losses. And Bryan County was also at 3 losses after losing to the Bucks 7-0. So Bryan County was in survival mode, and they upset Jenkins County High School, who only had 2 losses. And now you've got Bryan County with 3 losses, Jenkins County with 3 losses, Metter with 3 losses, and McIntosh County with 3 losses.
Wow.
So we have 4 teams with 3 losses and only 2 places to go to the playoffs. So the picture will become much clearer after Friday night's contest. And if you're a Bucks fan, what you hope for is that Metter beats Jenkins County, because we lost to Jenkins County 7-0, and that would give Jenkins County their 4th loss, and that would put them out of the playoffs, and that would guarantee us 3rd place. Because we hold the winning tiebreakers with victories over Bryan County and Metter. So that scenario plays in the Bucks' favor. What we want to avoid, fans, is we want to avoid being in a tiebreaker with Jenkins County, because we lost to them head-to-head. And we want to be in a scenario where we have a tiebreaker against Metter or a tiebreaker against Bryan County.
So we're cheering for Metter.
We're cheering for Metter this Friday.
This Friday night.
Yep.
And, of course, cheer for the Bucks. So, yeah, we will take care of our business against Savannah. And then the last week of the season will be Portal traveling up there. You know, it's always a little chilly at the end of the season. It's going to be again this year.
And they'll be upset-minded, too. I know Coach McEachin and those guys up there, they'll want to finish out the season hard and want to build off next year. And what better way to upset the Bucks? So we're going to have to absolutely play ball. We can't overlook anybody the next 2 weeks. And, you know, I was thinking about it. I was kind of getting stressed out about where we're going to be in, where we're going to be out. And all we can do is control what we can control. And
that's right.
Those are the 2 wins coming up that would put us at 6-4 on the season and 4-1 on the last half of the season.
Yes.
With 4 straight wins if we do that.
That's right. And and always, as we've talked about, getting better, which we're about to talk about in just a moment. This is the MCA Coaches Show with Bradley Warren on the Bishop Media Sports Network. That's a great segue into our next topic of conversation, Coach Warren, is the growth of this team to go through the first half of the season, brutal schedule against some really good football teams. You know, we talked a lot about graduating 18, 16 starters, you know, a lot of new starters, youth, you know, growing up, people that didn't have to be the main one, learning to be the main one. And you know, but it's all happening as right before our very eyes. So take us through that journey.
Yeah, I mean, it's I use the analogy of knocking on the door to be let into the elite in the region. And we did lose a lot. And some of the early looks were like, hey, why do I have to be the guy that's on the varsity? Why can't I play JV anymore? Well, second half against Metter, I just felt like what happened was we grew up. We got some kids that got tired of getting beat on. And all of a sudden, here we go. And we punched the bully back, so to speak. And we were able to win a game. So the growth, mainly the biggest growth, and we still got a long way to go. It's not like we've arrived. The biggest growth is can we maintain – a consistency with the way we played in the second half. And that's always a maturing process too, but we know we can get there now.
That's right.
So that's kind of deal. But one of the biggest things that I've seen on the offensive side of the ball is our skill has been really good all year. Our line, offensive line, has struggled. And the coaches, Coach Bell, Coach Rand, Coach Boatman that work with those guys have done an outstanding job of getting them ready. And that's where the most growth has occurred recently. And so if we were on a 1-10 scale and we were a 2 through the first 5 games, we're at a 5 now. You know, we've still got a lot of room to grow, but we just grew immensely.
Yeah, just getting better and putting that work in. And there's been no quit in this group. There's, not that Bucks quit, but they've never hung their heads. They've always been receptive to the coaching, and you know, and they always give good effort, which leads to success.
Yeah, they're a pretty fun group to coach. We have very little trouble with them. You know, just occasional knucklehead stuff that teenage boys have going on, but nothing bad. They're a fun group to coach. They play hard all the time, and that's one thing you can't coach is effort.
That's right.
You know, the effort has to be supplied by those players. So that's been a really fun group to coach. I kind of compare them to two other teams I've had in the past. One at Dade County High School in 2016. That team was 4-6, did everything I asked them to do. No parent problems, no player problems, just were, you know, a fun group to coach. And the other one was a long time ago here at McIntosh County. We had just came off the Dome season in 2000, and I had a team that went, had, you know, they were replacing legends like Jermaine Austin, Jeffrey Taylor, Mark Underwood, Daniel Gilbert, and we went 6-4. People wrote us absolutely off, and we went into the playoffs and ended up 8-5 in the Elite Eight. You know, it was, which was a massive improvement for us.
Yes,
and so that growth occurred, you know, a little bit like this one's occurring. And this team reminds me an awful lot of that Buck team from the 2001 fall and how they're growing up. And if we can somehow get in the playoffs, I would almost bet you a B&J's shrimp dinner that we might win one.
Well, I'm not going to take that bet because I think we're going to have a big shot to win one as well. Get us in the playoffs, and I think whoever we end up playing will have their hands full with a Buck team that's pretty hungry.
Yeah, they definitely will. So on the other side of the ball, the growth, you know, we gave up some explosives in the secondary. We held a team that averaged 205 yards Friday night to 34 in the air.
Wow, impressive. As always, Coach Warren, thank you. And thanks for joining us for the McIntosh County Academy Coaches Show with Bradley Warren on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Todd Willis, signing off.
Go Bucks.
We are one Buck.